Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. We have the executive director of the Festival of Flowers live from Sharp Fastest Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are live here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We do have the new executive director of the Festival of Flowers. Her name? Well, I'm sure you know it. Elisor Holder. That's right. Elisor, how are you doing today? Did I say it correctly?
You did. You said it wonderfully. And for a lot of people, it's Elisor Gray Holder.
Okay.
I'm born and raised here, so my maiden name's Elisor Gray.
Elisor Gray. Okay. Well, we are here with Elisor. We're going to be talking about the festival. We're going to be talking about her vision for the future. She, of course, has been here in Greenwood, grew up in Greenwood. Am I correct on that?
I grew up, have three older brothers, and went to school here. Yes, my whole family's from here, and a lot of us have stayed here or gone away and come back and, you know.
There is something about Greenwood, isn't there?
It is. You never think you're going to live where you grew up, but I came home, and I love it, and the town is just growing, and so many things are happening. I mean, the festival is just one of the things. It's just great to see how everything's changed.
It is. It is. And yet we still have that closeness and that small-town feel.
Exactly. I mean, people love it. And then I worked at Grand Harbor before this job, and people come from all over the country, and they just love it. Between 96 and Greenwood, they just feel like there's so much to do, and yet they have the quiet and not nearly the traffic of other places. So it is a great town to come
home to. So you went to, one of the questions I always like to ask people is, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
Well, I always knew when I started studying and was in school, I always knew I wanted to be in advertising. I was a good writer. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of little awards and recognition when I was young and just followed that path. I just knew I wanted to be in advertising, and I knew I wanted to go to Carolina. There was no question. My dad went to Carolina, and I just knew I wanted to be a Gamecock, and, of course, the journalism school at Carolina is fabulous, so it just all worked for me. It fell into place.
Wow. There's not many people that can say that.
I realize that. And I've had some spinoffs in my life from what I originally planned, but, advertising and marketing is just something I knew I wanted to be a part of. Plus, I feel I am a creative-type person, so it was a natural fit for me.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you were telling me you were in Atlanta for a while,
mm-hmm.
and you were a copywriter.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. I hit the road, I-85, going to Atlanta to make my name in advertising and marketing.
You were going out into the world after you graduated?
I was, and what a great place. I was there in the 80s. I mean, I hate to tell my age, but I was there in the 80s, and it was so much fun. It was a great place to be, and companies were hiring, and the economy was a lot better back then. Life was good. It was great, and just got the full Atlanta experience. And then to be in advertising and marketing there, I mean, it's the hub of the South. And I wasn't interested in going to New York or Chicago, so Atlanta was a perfect fit.
Then what happened?
Then I got wanderlust. I went traveling for a while and just saw some things and actually went halfway around the world. I went to Australia for a year. And then I spent all my money and maxed out my American Express card, so I came home to live. My mother was like, what? You're coming back to live. So I came back to Greenwood and was deciding what I was going to do next. And then I met my husband,
mm-hmm.
and I moved away. I got a job out in Charleston, and then he asked me to marry him, and I came back home, and I've been home ever since.
So are we saying that absence made the heart grow fonder?
Yeah, it did. That happened this time.
And
what's the other thing? I'll think about it. I better not say it, though. Yes, absent makes the heart go fonder.
So we had to have you back here in Greenwood, huh?
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. All right, now, but you came back home. You've been here ever since. You've worked out, like you said, at Grand Harbor. But in between, before that, didn't you have your own fitness job?
I did. I started my own personal training in-home fitness business. I also worked at Wellness Works. I worked at the Y, supporting health and fitness in the community. I even did some public speaking about health and fitness. And then I wrote a column for the Index Journal for close to 10 years, every Monday. And it's hilarious. People will come up to me going, I read your column every day. It was every Monday. It was every Monday. And I did get a great response. Everybody really appreciated what I was trying to tell them. And I enjoyed doing it. I just loved it. And I love teaching people about fitness and making sure they stay healthy. And it's for me, when I was training people, it wasn't always about looking good in a bathing suit or looking good at that next high school reunion. it truly was about staying healthy and fit and playing with grandkids and being strong and having a strong back. So I was dedicated to it, and I loved it. I loved it.
So how about now?
I still stay healthy and fit. And I, to this day, I have people, when I'm in the grocery store, peeking over my shoulder, seeing what's in my grocery cart, wondering what I'm eating and drinking and all that. I'm a little more lax, but no, I still follow a healthy lifestyle. I believe in exercise and staying fit.
Staying fit. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, let's see, then I guess along came the job at the Festival of Flowers. Kay Self decided to give up the reins on that one. Boy, she really brought it into the 21st, 22nd century here.
Oh, I sing her praises all the time. The Topiary Project is huge, and what a brilliant idea to bring to this community and to even drive people to Uptown. But it's just so beautiful, and it's turned out to be such a great project and to be a part of the festival. Kudos to Kay. She did so much with this festival in such a short time. So I'm very fortunate to pick up the reins from her. I tell people she passed on the floral baton to me. She's been so gracious in handing over the reins, and it made my job easier to jump in and start going. But I tell you what, it is quite a project. The whole festival is incredible. I mean, there's 35 events.
That's right.
And some of them are weld oil machines, and some of them need a little more work, but we're all at the chamber just happy to be a part of it, and, of course, to be the director is just fabulous. And it all comes together. It's just all coming together. And then everybody who works on these different events have been so gracious to me because they know a lot more than I do at this point, and they've just been helping me so much. So it's going to be great this year, and, of course, we're calling it It's a Blooming Good Time. And so we're branding it a little bit this year, which everybody's, the response to this has been fabulous. So it's a whole new look and all the great events that people have come to know.
Absolutely. So now we're going to be talking here in just a minute about the branding, the new Festival of Flowers logo here, we should say, and the drawing and everything that Jeffrey did. So you got to stay tuned. We're going to be talking about all the things. You know, it's hard to believe, but this is April 13th. The festival starts the 4th, actually, doesn't it?
June 4th. Kickoff.
Yep. So you are getting down to crunch time.
I know. Let's not talk about it.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and of course, this has been since January, and here you are. It is April. May's coming up, and then June. We are here. Hey, you're going to want to hear all the good things that are going on with the Festival of Flowers, maybe even how you can get involved and help out here. So you stay right with us right here on Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Ellisor G. Holder. We'll be back in just a moment, so don't you go away. Ready to race to you.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller, with executive directors of the Festival of Flowers. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery. Hey, if you've got gold, if you've got diamonds, sterling, silver, flatware, hollowware, any of those things, it is a great day to sell because the price, what goes up, does come down, and we're seeing a little bit. So come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. If you'd like more information or want to set up an appointment to come see us. But we are here with Ellisor G. Holder right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. She's the new Executive Festival of Flowers Director. And I tell you what, we just had a question come in, Ellisor.
Great.
That's
great.
Right. Billy Connors says, we have one festival, the Festival of Flowers, and a few days, well, it's 2 weeks later, is there any thought of combining the two festivals, the Festival of Discovery and the Festival of Flowers?
Not that I know of. There hasn't been any discussion, but the Festival of Flowers has been around for 44 years in our 44th, and then the Festival of Discovery is a great festival with all those barbecues, and the city manages that and runs that festival. And who knows, that might be a suggestion, but right now there are no plans for the two to be combined because it is two separate events that brings two separate and different kinds of crowds. So that's good for the city.
Absolutely. It brings a lot of traffic here, and we're very fortunate because in so many areas they've cut back on their festivals or they've minimized them, or if they had two, they have one. And ours just seem to keep growing and growing. And, of course, the Festival of Flowers has gotten awards. The Festival of Discovery has gotten awards. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's so fabulous. And for us to have two truly successful festivals like that, even though they're 2 weeks apart, is incredible. And we ask everyone to come to both of them.
Sure.
And enjoy them. So, yeah, it's great. And then, of course, at the Festival of Discovery, you get to eat all that great barbecue.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, we've got the Topiaries. They'll be coming in around, the 4th?
They do. They put them up June the 4th. And then we have our wine walk, which is kind of the kickoff to the topiary display and to the whole festival. And that will be that night on June the 4th, that Saturday night. And then we're off and running for the whole month.
Yeah.
We have events planned.
Well, now, I need to ask, how are the Topiaries growing?
They are great. After doing it for a couple of years, they have definitely learned their lessons. I do want to put a shout out to Catherine Smith. She's in charge of that project, and she does an incredible job. The Master Gardeners of the Lakelands help us. We could not do it without them. You wouldn't believe what all goes into those topiaries, but they have learned some lessons. That Clemson Tiger is going to be orange this year. The Gamecock will be redder than ever. Of course, the Lander Bearcat will look fabulous. Nothing's being held back for making sure they're flowering and everything looks great.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, that is a learning curve right there. The horse, the First Citizens horse, oh my God, the mane on that was fabulous last year.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I think that is one of the prettiest ones there is that we have, but truly so much is going into each one, and I learned something that I didn't know that maybe your audience is interested in. The moss they use is from New Zealand in the topiaries,
mm-hmm.
and it lasts for 7 years. So every year when we go to plant it, that moss is there and helps come back. I just think that's amazing. Moss from New Zealand. Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, in the past, they've had school children helping. Are school children helping out this year?
Yes. It's a program that we've worked out with the school district, and they've already planted them. Catherine Smith made sure the topiaries went out to the different schools. The kids get very involved. They actually plug the topiaries
right. And
help plant them. And now, with all going well and irrigation, they'll be ready to go by June the 4th.
That's terrific. And then, of course, it's actually a very big procedure to move from the locations that they're at to Uptown Greenwood. I remember the Tiger. I mean, they had to clear the roads to bring them in.
It's quite an undertaking, and that's where the city's involved. And the community support, the organizational support is incredible of everybody chipping in to make sure they're put in the right place and they're irrigated properly. It's quite an undertaking, and it's amazing, and it will be out for a month. It'll be out for a month, and your audience can come see it at any time in June.
That's right. Well, you know, I think one of the great things about the topiaries is to drive uptown in the evening, early evening, and see the amount of people just hanging out uptown, you know, and getting pictures taken and by the fountains and just enjoying the whole ambiance of the area.
Well, with the way the uptown looks, too, just all the new businesses that are there, the great restaurants, it's just such a great opportunity, and it's safe to walk around, and it's wonderful. And then to see the topiaries, it is amazing. And I know I've received so many pictures people have sent me saying, oh, you should see us with this topiary, and all kinds of pictures. So I appreciate that everybody sending me pictures. But, yes, it's wonderful. It's just a great evening, and it's a great asset to Greenwood.
Well, you all now have a Facebook page.
We do. We have a Facebook page, South Carolina Festival of Flowers. We have close to 1,000 followers. So everybody out there, if you'll like the South Carolina Festival of Flowers fan page, that'd be wonderful. And I do update everyone on what's going on, and I'll be doing it more and more. Because with a month-long of events, it's nice to know just right before what's happening next. So I'll be doing that in the days and weeks to come. And then, of course, we have our normal website, which is www.scfestivaloflowers.org, where everything's listed as well.
Yeah, that's great. I was just thinking with your Facebook page, people could send in their pictures and you could post them. That would be kind of cool.
We love people to post things, to give us their ideas or to say what is their favorite event. We're wide open. We'd love for any kind of interaction on our Facebook would be great.
All right. Well, check it out on Facebook. You know, that's the place to keep informed on everything. But now we're talking about the Festival of Flowers. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call. Now, I know one of the things that you are particularly excited about is the new branding of the Festival of Flowers, the 44th South Carolina Festival of Flowers, a blooming good time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, coming into the job, having an advertising and marketing background, I was just looking at the festival. Obviously, after 43 years, what can you do to put a new spin on it, give it a little bit of a change? So we decided to create this look of the 44th South Carolina Festival of Flowers that kind of encompassed everything that it's about, how colorful it is, how fun it is. So we looked to Jeffrey Callahan, who's over in the Federal Building, and he's a local artist. He's Southern, and he has just a unique way of being artistically. So we asked him, what is your idea of all these events in the festival? And this is what he came up with, which is on our website. It is on our Facebook, and it has been promoted a little bit in the Index Journal just by the fact that he's done this, and truly, he nailed it. He got all the events in this picture, in this design, and then we put a tag to it. It's a blooming good time, because we feel like no matter what event you're interested in, you're going to have a great time, and you have a lot of fun, and that's what the people that keep coming back say about our festival. So this is the look, and then we are using it in everything. We're going to have T-shirts, we're going to have posters, we're going to have prints, so people can take a little bit of the festival home with them and know that they were at the 44th South Carolina Festival of Flowers. That was our whole goal, in that, wow, I was a part of that this year, and they have something to remember it by.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely is in Jeffrey Callahan style. It is colorful. It is movement. It is everything, and the blue in it is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and we're so thankful. And already I've had people emailing me and on Facebook asking when are the T-shirts going to be ready and when are the prints and posters going to be ready. So we're excited about being able to offer that to everybody this year.
That's excellent. That's a very, very nice addition there, Ellisor. And of course, you know, we've got a lot of the traditional events.
We've got a lot of
the traditional ones.
We have our art show, our photography show, the ladies' bridge luncheon. It was 80 women last year. It's growing. They're expecting more.
Well, tell me about this macaroni miracle. Kathy Dempsey Bergen?
Yes. I came across this lady who's hilarious. She's so funny. She's written a book, Macaroni Miracles, and it's about her family, and it's mostly poetry. But it's just about how her experience in life and and it's a little bit on the spiritual side and just how her upbringing and how she's lived her life with humor and spirituality has helped her to get where she is today. And she's just so funny. She's so entertaining. And people are going to be in stitches that come to this. And this year, we are back at the Greenwood Country Club for this. But thanks to Eli, the general manager, he's made it so we have more room this year. Typically, we get a little less than 200 women. He's made it so we're going to get more than 200 women because we always sell out of tickets every year, and more women want to come. So we're excited about that. And new this year, we have something called Farm to Fork, the Farm to Fork Dinner. It's at Wyatt Farms, and it's about sustainability, if I can say that word. Local chefs, local food, local farmers, just how we can come together and create more of a local interest in sustainability with how we eat and where we buy our food. So that's going to be at Wyatt Farms outside. It's going to be great.
That's going to be, and that's Self-Regional.
Self-Regional is sponsoring that program, and they hope to have a good night, and then there's going to be entertainment. And
this is one night we need to pray for no rain.
No rain. June the 17th. So this is a new event, very exciting. We also have a Flag Day celebration that's going to be at the flagpole at the Uptown Fountain. That's going to be new, and it's going to be very patriotic, and we're real excited about that as well this year.
Well, there are definitely exciting new events. To go back to the Farm to Fork Dinner, now you're going to have local chefs, and you're going to have entertainment there, correct?
Entertainment by the Vespers. They're a folksy group out of Nashville, and they're coming in, and it just kind of goes along with what the evening's all about. So they will be entertaining the guests. I think it starts at 5:30 for a cocktail hour, and then there'll be dinner. And, of course, people attending will be able to talk to the chefs and be able to talk to local growers because they'll be there as well. So it's a whole unique spin on the sustainability, and a lot of cities are doing it, mm-hmm. and it just seems to be a great success in other places, so we thought to bring it to Greenwood.
Well, you know, that is great, and particularly with the local gardens that are being planted, the gardens that are being planted.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of the group, but Healthy Neighborhoods with what they're doing. That's a perfect combination there.
Yeah, and it's a real interest in today's world. Everybody's trying to be a little greener and be kinder to the earth and to their local area.
Absolutely. All right, we are here with Ellisor G. Holder. She is the new executive director of the South Carolina Festival of Flowers. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Happy days, Saturday.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest is with the executive directors of the Festival of Flowers. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here with the new executive director, Ellisor G. Holder, and we are talking about the Festival of Flowers. We just were talking about Jeffrey Callahan's new design. It's a blooming good time, and he really has captured the festival. Very colorful. Very much like Jeffrey Callahan's work. It's alive, it's colorful, it is going to create a lot of memories for a lot of people. So 44th South Carolina Festival of Flowers, nice job on that. Nice job on everything coming together here. It's got to be a little bit tough to step in and just kind of take over on something that you've got to just depend on so many people to help you make it come together.
That is so true. I mean, I was shaking in my boots my first day, and it was after all that ice and snow, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is huge. But there are so many volunteers and event chairs. I mean, there is someone in charge of every event, and there's a small army behind them, totally volunteer. And they love what they do. They love contributing. It's amazing the contributions and the amount of people that it does take to pull this festival off. And there's no way one person could do this without all their help. But people are passionate about it. I mean, there's people that have been involved in the festival for close to 20 years.
Sure.
And that they plan to be around for 20 more. So that's what's great. And they're a lot of fun, and they know their event better than anybody. And we do take suggestions from people, and we do look at what the response has been. So, yes, it's a huge task, but thank goodness it's in its 44th year. Otherwise, I don't know if it would come off, but
well,
I'm
that's
excited.
Great. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention, I'm sure you can always use more volunteers to help out with this project.
Absolutely. Fortunately for us, people come back year after year after year, but there is a need for more volunteers. And I think sometimes people are afraid to volunteer only because they maybe think, oh, I only have an hour here or 2 hours here. We'll take you. I mean, if you can give a few hours, great. If you can give a few days, that's even great. If you want to help at the beginning and the end, we're wide open for that. So we like for all ages, all kinds, anybody to come and volunteer. And I've made it real easy. There is a volunteer form on our website. The original website, and then even through Facebook, you could probably email me and let me know, or my email's posted everywhere on Facebook and on the website, so anybody can let me know or someone at the chamber that they're interested in volunteering, because it's totally volunteer-based.
That's right. Now, if somebody doesn't want to email or do some of that stuff on the web, you know, a lot of people, even though we think everybody is, a lot of people aren't. What's the number to call?
Absolutely. They can call me at 223-8411, and it's area code 864-223-8411, extension 232. And I'll be happy to take their name. And, again, it doesn't matter how much time they have. We're wide open for people helping us out.
Sure, and of course, you know, part of putting this all together, you were just telling me that Elliot Davis has come on as a green sponsor here.
Elliot Davis decided to change things up a little bit this year, and they wanted to be a green sponsor. They're making a major effort in their own company about going green. So we decided that their sponsorship would go toward recycling efforts of the festival. So they're going to make the festival a little greener this year, and we're just really excited about about that opportunity. And actually, I've been working with Tony Abel and Donna Seitler with recycling to make this happen. So people will notice that there are some receptacles and some efforts for recycling at the different events.
That's right. So I know that's a good thing. They've done a lot of work with the lake cleanup. I got to hear how many cigarette butts had been removed from Uptown Greenwood. So, you know, it's amazing what you can do when you put your mind to it.
Exactly. And then if we all chip in and help out, it'll be a little cleaner and a little greener. So we're excited about that with Elliot Davis this year.
Absolutely. Speaking of cleanup and everything, you really need to say kudos to the city, because don't they do a marvelous job?
The city helps us in so many ways. I mean, I could go on and on about the whole group, and of course I'm just now learning who everybody is, but they are phenomenal, and it's just a team effort by the whole city. It's just great.
It is, and of course after it's all over, you can hardly tell that it was there. That's the thing that I notice about Greenwood. It's cleaned up perfect, and away we go.
There may be a few flower petals here
well,
and there.
Well, flower petals are one thing. I'm talking about the trash and everything. I don't think I've ever seen an area, and having traveled and everything, that is as clean afterwards as it is when it starts. And, of course, Dwight up there in Uptown Greenwood with the city, mm-hmm. with all the planning and everything, they work tirelessly.
And Billy Allen as
Billy
well.
Allen,
and his
yep.
Billy Allen, I mean, he runs a tight ship. It's just amazing. Yes, thanks to them.
Yeah.
It's great.
Absolutely. So we've been talking about some of the events that are coming up. This Farm to Fork Dinner is a brand new event. Tickets are $50 per person for that, but I am sure that it is going to be a premier event. That's on June 17th. It is going to be at Wyatt Farms, so let's hope that it is nice weather. And what a great venue to be able to have that.
Won't that be great? I mean, they're so excited about having that out there. And it will be like sitting at a farm table. It's not like round tables. From what I understand right now, since it is a new event, they are going to set it up like farm tables and make it so you really can talk to your neighbor and to the people around you. So that's going to be wonderful, wonderful.
You know, that's how we used to eat in the old days, isn't it?
Yes. And pass around the
vegetables.
Plates.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So that's what the whole concept of that is.
Well, that'll be excellent. All right. So that good event, of course, we've got all kinds of things starting as of the 4th. We had a question come in from Janet here. She says, you need to add some nice cheesy rides for kids uptown and maybe some high-end vendors for balance, and then maybe you could have an ice cream walk for kids.
Well, I think the ice cream walk idea is fabulous. That is a good idea, and I will certainly consider that for the kickoff for kids. On Saturday morning, the 4th, we are planning a kids' kickoff event. You'll be hearing more about that. And we are going to do a topiary T-shirt this year for kids, because it seems like something that is what they've wanted. So we'll have T-shirts for kids. And, yes, there will be a kickoff event, and I'll let you know more about that through Facebook and through the website and through the paper.
And what about the radio?
And the radio, absolutely.
All right, Eleanor.
I'm calling out from under the table.
All right. Well, anyways, and now how about, you were telling me on the 4th when they used to have an individual spirits day, we're going to have one fan day?
Last year, for the first year, they did a fan day at each topiary. So there was a Gamecock day, there was a Clemson day, and a Lander Bearcat day. This year, they've all gotten together and come together, which is amazing for
Absolutely.
Clemson, Carolina, and Lander to come together.
Well, they're going to be in different areas, so yeah.
Yeah. So what they're going to do is have like one big tailgate party, if you will, in the evening on June the 13th. So that's a Monday night, Monday evening. And so people can go around to Lander, Clemson, Carolina all together, and then they'll have things planned from the athletic departments and alumni for that event. So it ought to be a lot of fun, because then you can go see all the topiaries from the schools.
Well, that'll be fun, and, you know, of course, there'll be a whole lot of competition going on between Clemson and Carolina. Now, the Bearcats over there, they'll be okay, but Clemson, Carolina, there'll be competition going on.
No telling what's going to happen, but I thought that was a great idea to treat it like a true tailgate party. So it'll be a lot of fun. So you'll be hearing more about that as well as they plan that night.
Well, are we going to be tailgating down there?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Hey,
all right.
Yeah.
That could be a lot of fun. Hey, I am here with Eleanor G. Holder. She is the new executive director for the Festival of Flowers. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the director for this year, Eleanor Teal, one of my good friends. Looking forward to hearing more about it. Hope you'll stay right with us right here on WLMA. Hey, and don't forget, you know, if you got to go ahead and check us out on our website, WLMA.net. You can listen to us on your cell phone or right there streaming to your computer. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From 1/4 carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Ann Eller. We have the executive director of the Festival of Flowers live at Sharp Facets Gallery. Here's Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It's coming up, it's about 12:47, warming up nicely out there. Going to be a beautiful day to be outside, so get outside and enjoy it. We're talking about that great event, the Festival of Flowers. Believe it or not, folks, it is the 44th annual South Carolina Festival of Flowers coming up, starting the 4th. You'll be able to see the topiaries there. The 13th, they're having a big spirit day. Lots of events over that whole month. You know, it is kind of hard, isn't it, Elsa? Because you have so many. It's not like it's just a weekend.
It's a month-long festival. And I do get phone calls saying, now, when is the day? And I'm like, which day? So the main weekend is the 24th through the 26th. So that kind of is the anchor of the whole festival.
That's kind of the end.
It is. It's the end, and it's the main weekend when a lot of the sporting events, the golf, the tennis, the bluegrass concert is on Saturday night. There's a great lineup for the bluegrass concert this year. It's absolutely free at the County Bank Plaza. Then the beach dance is on Friday night, and it's at Piedmont Tech, and they brought back the Craig Woolard Band from last year.
Okay.
There was so many people loved them and thought they were so fabulous, it was just natural to say, bring them on back. So I know that'll be a packed house as well. It's a lot of fun. So that weekend's going to be huge. Of course, there's Parkseed Flower Day. That is on Saturday.
So Parkseed is part of the program here this year.
Parkseed Returns is our presenting sponsor, and they are fully committed to the festival and to the Parkseed Flower Day. It's so funny that somebody at Parkseed said that even if for some reason they hadn't had it, there would have been a line of cars out
you're
the front.
Right.
So they would have had it anyway. But no, they are so gracious and so wonderful and so committed to the festival. And they've got some new and interesting things that are going to be happening out there as well. And they have a Facebook page that you can just kind of keep up with their planning. So we're real excited about them having their Parkseed Flower Day. And then the Arts and Crafts Show is on Friday and Saturday this year. It's not on Sunday. Friday and Saturday, and it is returning to Northside Middle School because it's a problem finding a place big enough to handle it.
Sure.
According to Joe Walsh, who runs that event, 7,000 people went through the Arts and Crafts Show last year. So it's a huge event, a lot of vendors. They worked real hard to get a great variety this year, and I think they've done that, and there'll be vendors inside as well as outside. So, again, the Arts and Crafts Show will be great. Plus, Jeffrey will have a booth at the Arts and Crafts Show. So if people want to get his print as well as some of his other artwork, he will be there showing what he's done.
I guess you might be able to get a signature on something.
You will. He'll be signing.
Absolutely.
And that'll be wonderful. And prints and posters and probably some T-shirts as well if somebody wanted him to sign a T-shirt. So that'll be fun.
Absolutely. So lots of good stuff going on. You know you're going to have to put that on your calendar. You know it's going to be just awesome. You also know there's going to be a lot of people in town, and this is a great time. I always say this is a great time. If you've got people that you'd like to come visit, it's a great time to bring them into town because there's always something going on, and you don't have to stay at home the whole time.
Exactly. And when I worked at Grand Harbor, a lot of people planned when they'd have company around the Festival of Flowers because they knew there would be something going on. I mean, the theater is going to be doing Hairspray, which is a fun, lively, entertaining play. There's the Live After Fives that go on at different times. There's just something going on all the time. And if you have athletic guests coming in, there's a 5K run, there's a bike tour. There's just something for everybody. And the horse show is huge. Janeta Jay runs the horse show and does a fabulous job.
And isn't it nice that we have a great venue out there with Lander University and the Burton Center?
Lander Equestrian Center. And they're even adding and doing more to it this year since last year was their first year. So that will be great. And Janeda does want everybody to know on Friday night, I believe, or Saturday night, and I can find out the details, they are doing a patriotic theme flag display with the horses, so it's supposed to be just great.
Absolutely. I think she's done that before. Yeah. You know, done something with it, so maybe expanding it this year. You know, you can't go wrong with the Festival of Flowers, and of course, we wanted to mention the one and only Eleanor Teal, who is now the Festival of Flowers chairwoman. This is a woman who always says, I'm not going to do any more. I'm going to stand back. I'm going to retire. I'm going to this, that, and the other. And every time you turn around, what is Eleanor doing? She's right in the middle of it.
She agreed to be our 2011 chairwoman, and so wonderful. I couldn't have asked for a better person to take that position. She helps me during the festival because I obviously can't be in more than one place at one time. And she's just got such a history in this town and is such a huge community supporter. And it was just natural when we asked her to do it that, and she accepted, and I couldn't ask for a better person to help me out. She's just great and gracious and knows so much about this town. And, of course, she's worked at Lander and has just experienced the growth of the town and Lander itself and as well as the festival. So she's really excited and looking forward to it this year.
So this is going to be fun for Eleanor, and I know it's been a good experience so far. I know you're just getting ready to get really in the thick of it. Will you sleep any at all?
I understand. I will not. I will not sleep. Probably starting mid-May till about July the 1st. And if I disappear on July the 1st, it'll be all right. I'll be back.
You'll be back.
But no, yeah. And with all the help that we get, it won't be too bad. It'll be fun.
All right. One of the other calls we had come in, Beth Kendall said, a parking map would be helpful for us out-of-towners. She said last year she had a problem. I think her car got towed. So knowing where to park, in particularly in Uptown Greenwood, would be an excellent thing.
And to my knowledge, there is not a parking map, so I think that's great. I can start working on that as soon as I leave here. I think that's a great suggestion, and it is tough for people if they're not familiar with the town. And a lot of people in Greenwood ask me, do people really come from far away? We have people come from Tennessee, from Georgia. I get phone calls about people planning bus trips of their church or their garden club. It's surprising how many people plan to come here for that main weekend, and as far away as 3 and 4 hours away, people come for that main weekend. It's just amazing.
And that is such a big dollar influx into our community. It is the time for everybody to put a bright face on and make things look bright and sparkly and inviting.
Well, everybody may be surprised to know the economic impact is $2.4 million that come into Greenwood through the festival, which is, it's great for us, it's great for the community, and it's just a great impact to have.
And not only that, so many of the events are free.
So many of the events are free or don't cost much at all. And the Farm to Fork is $50 per person, but those proceeds are going back to the growers, so it's not coming to me. It's going to help support that effort. And it's just a nominal fee to pay for having as much fun. And, like, the bluegrass is free. The beach dance this year is just $15. So we've really been conscious of how the economy is today and wanted to make it affordable where we didn't need to sell tickets, and then the rest is free. You can just come on out anytime and have a blooming good time.
A blooming good time, that's right. So we have been talking about, I guess you know, the Festival of Flowers. We have had a good time talking about all the good things here. Looks like Telephone Man is just bringing me another comment here. Let's see, Beth Meeks. Eleanor the Great. What a great addition. You need to put her in charge of getting volunteers. She has the million-dollar Rolodex.
I'll get on that as soon as I leave here, too. She's on my cell phone. I'm going to call her now.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
She is. She is well-connected, and she has worked. I have to say this about Eleanor. Over the years that we've known her, she has worked tirelessly for Lander University to help bring that forward, and just a great contributor, not only to Lander but to the community. But for Lander, she has been a godsend.
And has so much spunk and enthusiasm. It's just refreshing and fun to be around.
You are right. Well, you know, are you working out to keep yourself in good shape to be able to keep up the pace here?
I do. I maintain my exercise. That's one thing that I have to do for sanity and just to stay in shape. Yeah, I actually go to a little boot camp class in 96 to a guy named Zeke. He runs this really tough workout in the evening. So that's how I keep in shape and chasing my 8-year-old daughter around.
And keep the cobwebs out of your brain?
That's right. That's right. Clear my head. And that's where I love these ideas. So I love that your audience is giving me these ideas because I haven't heard some of these, and I think it's wonderful. I'm keep them coming. I'm new and ready for change, and the world is our oyster.
That's right. So you can call Ellisor at 223-8411. That's 223-8411, and that extension is?
232.
232. And, of course, you can contact her through Facebook. Let's go ahead and your websites one more time.
It's www.scfestivalofflowers, you spell it out, .org, and then the Facebook is SC Festival of Flowers.
So you can communicate that way, too. But for those that like that old-fashioned call telephone, give her a call, 223-8411, and that is extension 232. All right. Well, we've got good stuff coming up, all the stuff that you always love to have, plus they've added some new events. And I know you'll keep us in the loop as things come up so that we can make sure that we can get the word out there for people to know.
Absolutely, and I accept mail, too. I mean,
mail?
You put a stamp on a letter, and I'll get that as well. So please call me. I love your suggestions. Feel free to email me or call me with any other suggestions you have after the show today. We're wide open, and we're just so excited about this year's festival, especially with this new look, and I want everybody saying it's a blooming good time.
Well, Ellisor, I think you've done an excellent job so far. I know you have a little bit of intrepidation as you get ready to go into high gear here, but you've got a great staff pulling it all together.
So much help, and just so thankful for it, but always could use more. So well, anybody can volunteer, come help us out.
That's right. They can always use volunteers.
And for volunteers, they get a T-shirt, and it's a limited edition T-shirt. It's going to be a special color this year, and only volunteers are going to have this T-shirt. So
only
another
volunteers.
Reason, another okay. reason to volunteer.
All right. Well, give her a call, 223-8411. That's extension 232, or as we said, contact her through Facebook or their website. You know, Ellisor, I know it's been a busy time for you. I know we're going to have more information coming out. Keep in mind that this new event, Farm to Fork Dinner, is going to be a fabulous event at Wyatt Forms. Keep in your mind that, what is it, June 13th, you're going to have a big spirit tailgating party for all the schools. Get ready to show your colors and have a blooming good time uptown Greenwood on June 13th. The whole event starts on the 4th, runs through the 2026. So make sure you're part of it. Ellisor, thanks so much for coming out to see us today.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. This is your favorite radio station right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's right. It is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Hey, don't forget, bring us your gold, bring us that sterling silver. Hey, we're buying and we're paying the highest prices. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.